Welcome back to GeoPods. Well, in a previous episode, we focused upon the initiation of the century of humiliation and how does it affect the way China behaves. In today's podcast, we're going to shift our focus upon Afghanistan. Afghanistan, as a territorial region, has long been the battleground for the convergence of opposing forces. What we are observing now in the 21st century is a similar plot which seems to be recurring as if it's in a time loop. Geography has always been a significant factor behind the region's intense political religious conflicts intertwined into each other. From Alexander the Great to the Islamic forces of Arab and Turks, the region served as an entry point for penetrating deep into the Indian subcontinent to all of them. Not only that, after having relatively secured their grip on the Indian subcontinent, later Mughal emperors like Akbar and Shah Jahan mounted massive but failed attacks to win back the region from the Safavids of Iran. Fast forward to the 21st century, America, after a two decades war against terrorism, is leaving, and the region of Afghanistan is poised between the elected government of President Ashraf Ghani and the Taliban. Yet another civil war seems likely. In today's podcast, we analyze some of the crucial questions of the current world order. For the emerging situations in Afghanistan will have ramifications far beyond their boundaries. First of all, let us consider the role of United Nations. Now, be that as it may, one thing is absolutely clear. Taliban, for all purposes, is a terrorist organization. America's peace deal with the Taliban cannot be justified in the name of self-determination. For the elected government the Taliban so desperately seeks to uproot is as Afghani as the Taliban, if not more. The United Nations in its heyday could effectively intervene in Kuwait against the forces of Saddam Hussein. But now, when America itself withdraws its forces, can UN even think of entering the space in terms of military assistance? I think not. This is not the first time that the UN finds itself, if truth be spoken, a rather helpless situation. The case of Yemen is one of the prominent examples. This is an extremely crucial situation, for we are all aware of the consequences when its predecessor, the League of Nations, gradually lost out its intended purpose. What about the Westphalian model of state? Look around yourself, and the current world order is still based on Westphalian concepts. However, this seems to be under a siege. Democracy seems to be under a siege, and let me tell you why. Following the fall of USSR in 1991, a popular thesis called the end of history was proclaimed, which assumed liberal democracy as the final political, philosophical, and socio-economic conception of organization of the society. And for some time it did seem this way. Though democracy still commands the broadest claims to legitimacy, for even the authoritarian regimes pretend to be so. However, it has also been detested by some as a Western concept favoring individuality against the cherished notion of community, where religion occupies the only prominent and dominant position. Several terror outfits have propped up and vanished, and some have survived and even thrived. The world has dealt with them accordingly. However, granting them even a bit of legitimacy possesses a massive threat to the collective security of the international world. So if the foremost bearer of liberal democracy decides to leave the country of Afghanistan by striking a peace deal with a terror organization, indirectly providing them with some hint of legitimacy, then it is bound to motivate similar terrorist organizations like the ISIS in Syria and Iraq to try the same. Thus, these developments possess a massive security threat, especially to the neighboring states. For instance, India, for the fact that Taliban poses an imminent threat to its sovereignty over Kashmir, and Iran, for the fear of Sunni extremism on its borders, would both want to back up the Afghan government of Kabul. While on the other side, China seems to benefit massively if Taliban establishes its roots, especially in the areas crucial to trade, if not the whole country. And it might use Pakistan as its extended arm if necessary. As for this perspective, the current situations in Afghanistan pose a complex challenge to the best of world's diplomacy. the intra-Afghan peace talks, which aimed to devise a possible power-sharing agreement on. However, how they materialize on ground still remains to be seen. Thank you so much for being all ears to GeoPods. You can visit our Instagram and our website for similar in-depth analysis of significant international affairs. Thank you so much and stay tuned.